That was written by Anthony Brandt in celebration of the Round Top Music Festival in Texas, in Round Top, Texas. It was simply called Round Top Trio and played by the Webster Trio here on Kansas Public Radio. As we're trying to pepper these pretty well-known classical pieces that have made the top 70 with pieces that don't get to be heard very often, we heard 26 and 25, the Chopin Waltz number 7 in C-sharp minor, and Jesu Joy of Man's Desiring by Bach. And stay tuned for number 24 by Tchaikovsky and some of his ballet music as we count towards number 1, which will be revealed tomorrow during Jeff Watson's show in the 2 o'clock hour. Remember a few weeks ago when we said, now go to the website, go to kansaspublicradio.org, and vote on your top 5. Well, we've compiled the results, and we're having fun counting down the classical pieces and getting to hear some favorites. Thanks for supporting Kansas Public Radio by giving us a call at 888-577-5268, or even easier, just go to kansaspublicradio.org to support classical music on the radio. And this morning, I have a couple of co-hosts. It's exciting. We have our broadcast engineer Jason Sloat and Derek Kwan, who is the executive director of the LEAD Center of Kansas. Derek, thanks so much for coming by.
Cordelia and Jason, this is one of my favorite times of the year because, first of all, I get to hang out with the two of you. And second of all, we get to talk about all of the wonderful, fantastic programming that Kansas Public Radio brings to our community. And KPR is such an integral part of our community from so many standpoints, cultural, news. And we would love all of you who are listening right now to join this community by calling us at 888-577-5268 or visit us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
And when you do call us today, there's a great opportunity for you to have your pledge to Kansas Public Radio go much further. Douglas Bowen of Topeka is a big fan of classical music on KPR, and he's encouraging classical music listeners like yourself to support the beautiful music you hear on KPR with a dollar-for-dollar match. So your gift of, say, $365, which would be a dollar a day, which is a great deal for classical music every day, that goes up to, can't do the math, it's over $700. So double your money, double your contribution, double the power of your gift to Kansas Public Radio to keep classical music on the radio. I think about all of the time, the hours I spend every week listening to Kansas Public Radio, and it kind of shocks me, actually, how much time I personally invest in listening to Kansas Public Radio, to all the classical music, to NPR News Morning Edition, All Things Considered, news from the State House, and just all the great things I listen to, things that I enjoy, things that I rely on. Well, we rely on your support. 84% of our budget comes from listeners, from folks who contribute to Kansas Public Radio. And I'm hoping that you'll do that now. You can go to our website, which is really the best way to do that. Go to kansaspublicradio.org, and you can pledge online securely there. Or you can call us toll-free at 888-577-5268. But make sure that you become a member, not just a listener, and help us stay on the air.
We heard from Chelsea Holton, a Leavenworth listener. Thank you so much, Chelsea. Chelsea called 888-577-5268 or used kansaspublicradio.org. Won't you do like Chelsea has done and support what you listen to? That's right. Our support, 84% of our operating budget comes from you, the listener. So thanks for supporting us by giving us a call at 888-577-5268, or please donate through the website kansaspublicradio.org.
You know, we hear all the time here at the LEAD Center, and I know KPR hears this all the time, that classical music is so important to keep on the radio in our community. So it's clearly important to you individually right now, listening either at your home or in your car or at your office. And it's super important to our community to have this cultural resource. So the fact of the matter is, the availability of classical music on the radio is directly related to the amount of money listeners provide to KPR. So please join us right now. If you haven't joined us before, we would love you to join us. We're welcoming people. We have big smiles on our faces right now, even though you can't see them. But give us a call right now, toll-free, 888-577-5268. And as Jason mentioned, the easiest way to contribute is visiting the website at kansaspublicradio.org.
And when you do contact us right now to start your new membership, your pledge will be doubled. That's doubled by Douglas Bowen of Topeka, who's a big fan of classical music. You know, obviously, you like classical music as well because you're listening right now during Cordelia's show. It's not the kind of thing you can find everywhere on the radio. A lot of major markets around the country have lost their classical music radio stations. There are a lot of reasons for that. There used to be a lot of commercial classical radio stations. Well, that all ended. Business is business, and if the bottom line isn't big enough, well, they just cut it. But we're committed to classical music here at Kansas Public Radio because we know you enjoy it. We know you rely on it to be here, and we've been doing this for 70 years. We'd like to keep going for another 70, maybe 700 years. We know we can keep going, but we can't do it without your support. Join folks like Sandra Harder from Topeka, who renewed her membership. You know, this is the time to do it because your contribution, even if it's $5 a month, that gets doubled by Douglas Bowen of Topeka, who loves classical music probably as much as you do, maybe more than you do, probably a lot, because he's willing to put a lot of money up to support Kansas Public Radio. Join all of us. Become a member of Kansas Public Radio. Call 888-577-5268 or go to the website and pledge online at kansaspublicradio.org.
We also had a generous pledge from an anonymous listener in Shawnee Mission, Kansas. Thank you so much. And thanks to Sandra and Chelsea and Eric and Michelle and for everyone who has called or pledged through the website, kansaspublicradio.org. Your money goes so far. Just think, when you listen today, it's because of all the listeners in the past decades who have supported Kansas Public Radio, and you're not only making it available for yourself, but for other people who can't contribute at this time. Think about when you were just getting started with your family or with college or your first job, and, you know, it just wasn't possible, but you could still listen. That's the idea of public radio. And for classical music, for everyone, Beethoven would have loved this because he was the first one to start thinking, you know, it's music for everybody, not just the rich people. He was happy to take the commissions from the rich people, but he wanted to make sure everybody could hear it. So in that vein, give us a call at 888-577-5268 or kansaspublicradio.org.
Yeah.
number 24 on our countdown towards number one tomorrow afternoon in the 2 o'clock hour. Our KPR listeners voted on their favorite classical pieces, and Tchaikovsky's score for the Nutcracker Ballet came in at number 24. That was a great performance with Fritz Reiner back in the day with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. Stay tuned for a great march for band, Percy Grainger, with a great band itself, the North Texas Wind Symphony. And we'll hear number 23 in the next hour of classical music here on KPR. I'll give you a hint. It's by Richard Wagner, and you can hear a little bit of it in The Wizard of Oz. We're counting down the top 70 and just kind of having fun this week with classical music here on Kansas Public Radio. 888-577-5268. Why don't you give us a call or come online to kansaspublicradio.org and support this great classical music that's available for everybody to listen to. Derek Kwan of the Lead Center of Kansas, thanks for helping co-host this morning on KPR.
Oh, it's absolutely my pleasure, Cordelia. And, you know, I love this countdown, the 70 top 70 classical countdown. And it's just something that so special and unique to our community. And just a reminder to everybody that right now we have a generous donor, Douglas Bowen of Topeka, who is matching every donation dollar for dollar right now that we for this break. And please give us a call. Join our community. Didn't that Nutcracker suite make you feel just so joyful and happy? Brought back so many memories. And let's bring that joy to KPR through a generous donation. Give us a call at 888-577-5268, or please visit us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
You know, I've seen the Nutcracker a lot. I've heard the music so many times, and you'd think I'd be tired of it by now. But every time I hear it, it's just as moving, just as powerful as the first time I heard it. It's kind of amazing, and I guess that's why it's a classic. That's, you know, that kind of is the thing about classical music. It's so good. It's so well constructed. It's so well conceived.
It gets you every time.
Every single time. And Kansas Public Radio is one of those places where you can experience a driveway moment. I don't know if you've ever had this happen to you. It's happened to me a lot, where I'm listening to a piece of music, and it's, you know, not everything is 3.5 minutes long on Kansas Public Radio. There can be a whole symphony. And, you know, you can be listening to a story on Morning Edition or All Things Considered. And, you know, something you're hearing is so compelling. It's so interesting or so entertaining in some way that, you know, you may be in your car and you're going somewhere and then you get there, but the story or the piece of music's not over. And you just have to stay there and listen until it's done. You just can't turn it off. You can't look away. That's the kind of content, the kind of entertainment, the kind of news. That's what you hear on Kansas Public Radio, and it's there for you every day. And the reason we can do that is, well, we have really amazing creative people who do this, who create this, but that's only 50%. The other 50% is folks like you who support Kansas Public Radio with your financial contribution. We're not a business. We don't have corporate shareholders and big salaries and all that stuff. We don't turn a profit. That's not our goal. Our goal is to create entertaining programming, informative programming, something you can use every day, something that can be part of your life. Because we don't, you know, work on this business model, we need your support to stay on the air. Join folks like Kenneth Gagler from Lawrence, who is a member of Kansas Public Radio. He went to the website, kansaspublicradio.org, and he put his pledge in there. Or you can go use the telephone the old-fashioned way. Call us at 888-577-5268. But join Kansas Public Radio as a member, not just a listener.
This is the best time to call, especially if you haven't given yet. If you can afford it, you should give. You have to give. If you can, if you won't miss $20 a month, put it towards Kansas Public Radio. We'd love to hear from you. I'd love to read your name on the air and any thoughts that you have. Existing member Kenneth Gagler of Lawrence, Kansas. Yes, he renewed his membership, but the best way to do it is just set it up as a sustainer. That way you give us a lesser amount each month instead of a big yearly payment. And if you contribute at $70 a year, well, the Douglas Bowen Challenge. Now, Jason, what is that? That's for new memberships?
No, it's any pledge at any level right now, dollar for dollar.
Ah.
So whatever you can afford to support, however you can fit it in your budget, Douglas Bowen will match that pledge. But it won't happen until you call or until you go to the website, KansasPublicRadio.org. Derek, what's that number? I think I forgot.
The number is 888-577-5268.
And that's the number. That's the magic number that gets you to the folks answering the calls so that you can become more than just a listener, more than just a passive part of the process. You can be a contributor, a supporter of your public radio station, Kansas Public Radio.
It's the perfect time to do it. It's a lovely spring morning. It's like Beethoven's last movement of his Sixth Symphony, Happy and Grateful Feelings After the Storm, which, in fact, we'll be listening to. That is number 21 on our countdown. Ooh. In the 11 o'clock hour, we'll have some music from that. It's the perfect time to just... The only thing you need to think about first before you call 888-577-5268 is how much you want to pledge. And other than that, it's just some questions to be filled out. And you'll feel better once you've done it. We'd love to... You know where we are, but we're not really sure where you are. And we just heard from Deborah Smith. Thank you so much. A Lawrence listener. Thank you, Deborah, and Kenneth, and Sandra, and everybody else who's contributed. It's your turn now. We don't hear the phones ring anymore. That was kind of the old school way we used to. Jason and Derek, remember when we'd sit in a room full of telephones and volunteers? That was kind of exciting, but now it's more streamlined. It's electronic, and your pledge can be taken now at 888-577-5268 or go online to kansaspublicradio.org.
So let's face it, you know, music really lifts your spirits. You know, some days the world gives us plenty of reasons to feel not so great, whether it's the news of the day, the troubles at work, the weather. But classical music has a truly unique way of lifting one's spirits, lifting your spirits. So the music becomes a bit of an escape, even if you're stuck in traffic. But in short, KPR, Kansas Public Radio, provides effective, affordable therapy whenever you need it. Consider what KPR adds to your life, and then please make a suitable pledge of support to keep the music coming. Keep the music coming. Call us at 888-577-5268 or visit kansaspublicradio.org.
I like that. Kansas Public Radio classical music is effective, affordable therapy. That's true. Classical music can really just change your mood and for the better. And it's good music. 888-577-5268.
Thank you.
that's a great band, the North Texas Wind Symphony, directed by Eugene Corcoran, for Percy Grainger's Children's March, Over the Hills and Far Away. We'll have number 23 within the next hour. It's a piece by Richard Wagner. We spaced out the top 70 pieces voted on by you, the KPR classical listeners, so that we would end it this week, tomorrow, listen during the 2 o'clock hour of Jeff Watson's classical program to find out what everybody voted on the most, what's going to be number one. This is KPR. Thank you so much for helping us to become 70 years old of continuous broadcasting from the University of Kansas on KANU and KANU HD1, serving Lawrence through 91.5. Plus, there's KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City, Abilene, 91.3, plus KANQ Chanute, 90.3. It all makes up Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is offering the House Republican response to the looming debt ceiling deadline. He has laid out a framework for avoiding a debt default. NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports it boosts the nation's borrowing limit in exchange for spending cuts.
McCarthy's proposed bill would roll back federal spending levels to those from 2 years ago and try to unwind some of Democrats' signature legislative accomplishments. The bill would also put in place work requirements for adults without dependents who are enrolled in federal assistance programs.
By restoring these common sense measures, we can help more Americans earn a paycheck, learn new skills, reduce childhood poverty, and rebuild the workforce.
The proposal comes after months of stalled negotiations between McCarthy and President Biden. Biden has repeatedly said that tying a debt limit bill to spending cuts holds the economy hostage. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News, Washington.
Around midnight tomorrow, access to a common will be heavily restricted in many states. That's unless the U.S. Supreme Court intervenes. The medication, mifepristone, is still available under an emergency appeal from the Biden administration. NPR's Sarah McCammon says lower court orders would restrict the drug.
If the Supreme Court were to take no action at all before that Friday night deadline, then a lower court ruling from the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals would take effect and would impose several restrictions on mifepristone. In a filing this week with the Supreme Court, the FDA says it believes in that situation that every package of mifepristone would become instantly misbranded and couldn't be lawfully sold across state lines, among other things. But the bottom line is that everyone is once again watching to see what the U.S. Supreme Court will say.
NPR's Sarah McCammon reporting. This morning, the private company SpaceX launched the biggest rocket ever built from a pad on the Texas Gulf Coast. But about 4 minutes after it took off, the SpaceX Starship exploded. SpaceX owner Elon Musk says the next test launch is in a few months. Fighting continues in Sudan. This is despite the announcement of a ceasefire that was due to start yesterday. Michael Koloki reports.
There were reports of gunfire and explosions in the capital Khartoum overnight as clashes continued between the Sudanese armed forces and a paramilitary group, the Rapid Support Forces, or RSF. A large fire was reported in the capital after a weapons store was apparently attacked during the fighting, a few hours after a 24-hour ceasefire was due to have commenced. Meanwhile, the Sudanese army says 177 Egyptian soldiers who had been captured by the RSF while undertaking exercises with the Sudanese military were flown out of the country aboard Egyptian military aircraft. Regional leaders continue to call for an end to the fighting. For NPR News, I am Michael Koloki in Nairobi.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from EBSCO, committed to providing researchers with reliable, relevant online research databases, including Academic Search Ultimate and Business Source Ultimate. More at EBSCO.com. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio from KU. Here are the Ottawa Suzuki Strings. Thank you. the pride of Ottawa, Kansas, the Ottawa Suzuki Strings, and their recording of the theme from The Wizard of Oz, the music of Harold Arlen on this spring morning here on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for joining us for our week of countdown. In just a bit, we'll hear the Wagner piece that won spot number 23 as we work our way towards number one, which shall be revealed in the 2 o'clock hour of tomorrow's programming. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend. I'm with you until noon. Thank you so much for listening to KPR and for supporting us, which you can do right now at kansaspublicradio.org. Before we hear that Wagner at 23, number 23, let's hear Tommaso Albinoni. Here's one of his oboe concertos from Opus 9 on KPR. Thank you. Allison Alty and Anthony Camden, oboists with the London Virtuosi. The Oboe Concerto No. 12 in D Major from Opus 9 by Tommaso Albinoni. Good morning. This is KPR from KU, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. Join us for a fresh Rule Joyce recital featuring a great young cellist, Daniel Young, with pianist Alex Lee. Chamber music by Louise Ferranc, Nadia Boulanger, Rachmaninoff, and Piazzolla. That's tonight at 7, right here on KPR for this week's Classics Live. And now, on KPR, we'll hear number 23 on our countdown of the 70 top pieces voted on by our listeners. Remember, a few weeks ago, we were saying go to the website and vote. Well, here's number 23, The Ride of the Valkyries by Richard Wagner, on Kansas Public Radio. exciting music by Richard Wagner coming in at number 23 on our countdown of the top 70 pieces on KPR, chosen a few weeks ago by you, our listeners. The Ride of the Valkyries from Die Walküre. In Norse mythology, a Valkyrie is a group of maidens who served the god Odin and were sent by him to the battlefields to choose the slain who were worthy of a place in Valhalla, the heaven of the gods. And sometimes they chose who would live and die on the battlefield, but the Valkyries were associated with fairness, brightness, and gold, as well as bloodshed. They would ride in on horses, and in the supernatural way that Wagner portrayed them, they would fly and fly through the air and the sea. Exciting music by Wagner this morning. Herbert von Karajan's forces with the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra. We'll have number 22 and 21 on our countdown next hour. Good morning. I'm so glad you're listening this morning. You're a part of this classical music party this week. That's what it feels like to me. We're kind of having a party with listening to all these great pieces that are picked as favorites. I'm Cordelia Brown, and I'm here this morning with Jason Sloat and Derek Kwan, who's the executive director of a place I'm sure you've heard of in Lawrence, the Lead Center of Kansas. Welcome, Derek.
Thank you so much, Cordelia, and you're absolutely right. It is a party. It's a fantastic, joyful party, and we would love it if all of you listening right now would join us at this party by contributing to this station that you dearly love, and that is Kansas Public Radio. Give us a call right now at 888-577-5268, or visit us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
You can either go to the phone at 888-577-5268 or go to our website, kansaspublicradio.org. The important thing is to take that leap from being a listener to being a listener member. Join John Voss from Prairie Village, who is a new member with Kansas Public Radio. He went to our website at the suggestion of our very own Bob McWilliams. He's already a sustainer, I believe, but I think he's upped his membership. Thanks so much, Mr. Voss. There's an anonymous listener in Kansas City, Missouri, who also went to the website and is now has renewed their membership. Thank you so much. We'd love to hear from you. I sure love that Wagner. I tell you what, I have strong associations of that piece with Bugs Bunny, and it's very hard for me to shake that. But I have to say, you know, so many people were introduced to classical music through cartoons and through film scores. I just heard it was the Hall of the Mountain King last night on Destiny's show. I was listening to that. I really enjoyed it. I think it was the Fantasia version, which is where I first heard it. But it's a powerful piece of music. This music is so powerful. It's so emotional, and there's so much in it. There's so much to enjoy with Kansas Public Radio, whether it's classical music or National Public Radio news. BBC, you can hear that on KPR2, our sister station, which we broadcast in HD, and on some other FM frequencies around. There's so much here. There's so much value. And the great thing about it is you get to decide what that value is. You know, whatever fits into your budget is the right amount to support us at. But the important thing is to call us at 888-577-5268 or go to the website, kansaspublicradio.org. And when you pledge, Douglas Bowen of Topeka, who's a big fan of classical music, will match your pledge dollar for dollar. So your $120 pledge becomes $240. It's a great time to do it. Call us now, 888-577-5268.
Thank you to Brad and Andrea May, existing members, and we were so excited to get their pledge from Missoula, Montana. Says she always listens when she's in Kansas. Thank you to Brad and Andrea and the anonymous Kansas City donor. Thank you. And John Voss, thank you so much. And thank you for deciding to come on board and make your membership official by calling us at 888-577-5268. Douglas Bowen will help your pledge. He is a great classical music supporter. He encourages you to become a member at kansaspublicradio.org. He sent me some news that everybody's invited to Topeka's downtown First United Methodist Church to hear the Austin organ, which is now 100 years old, to celebrate the 100 years of the organ and some of the organists from past and present will be there to play the organ. It's coming up April 23rd at 3 p.m. So thank you to Doug Bowen for news about that and for encouraging you to become a member of KPR. And it's so easy to do. Derek, tell us the drill.
Well, you can give us a call toll-free at 888-577-5268. And the most efficient, easiest way to make a donation is to visit us online at kansaspublicradio.org. And, you know, one of the things that I think is so undervalued, underappreciated by our community is these live recordings that are made here at Kansas Public Radio. Incredible artists come to the studio. And not only that, you send engineers out to other venues in town, in our community, to rebroadcast later. So that is something that is so unique to this community and so special. If you value that type of interaction, that deep engagement with the community, KPR is the place to support. So give us a call right now, 888-577-5268, or visit our website at kansaspublicradio.org.
Yeah, I'm actually really proud of the productions we do live in the studio. Not too many radio stations these days have live performances, live musical performances. We're so fortunate that folks in the past have contributed enough funding to create and support a live production studio with a beautiful Steinway piano. All of that was gifted to us by folks just like you who really enjoy music enough to step up, to keep it going, to support it. So please, join all of us, the community of Kansas Public Radio listener supporters. Call us at 888-577-5268, or even better, something that a lot of folks are doing now. Go to our website, kansaspublicradio.org, and pledge on right now, and have your pledge at any level matched dollar for dollar by the very generous Douglas Bowen of Topeka, who's a big fan of classical music. But call us now at 888-577-5268 or kansaspublicradio.org.
Next on KPR, we'll be listening to some gorgeous music by Claude Debussy. The irresistible combination of flute, viola, and harp. We'll hear the sonata that Debussy wrote for those instruments. Also, Alexander's Ragtime Band coming up. And next hour, we'll hear Beethoven's Sixth Symphony and Asturias, some music chosen as part of the Top 70 here on KPR. And you can call during the music or come online during the music. We'd love to hear from you. Become a new member or renew your membership or change your membership to be a sustainer. You can do it all at 888-577-5268 or kansaspublicradio.org.
Thank you.
Harpist Sarah Bullen. Maxwell Ramey was the violist and Louise Dixon flutist for that beautiful sonata that Debussy wrote for that kind of trio. Here on Kansas Public Radio, that's not part of our top 70, but we're sprinkling our classical shows with the 70 top pieces voted on by you, our listeners, a few weeks ago. Remember, we'd say, go to the website, vote on your piece. And so we're counting down. We'll hear number one tomorrow afternoon during Jeff Watson's program. We're just having fun with classical music. We'll hear a very fun tune, Alexander's Ragtime Band, some Irving Berlin next on KPR, and then some pastoral music by Beethoven and a beautiful Spanish guitar piece by Isaac Albéniz. All part of the classical music party going on this week here at KPR that you're a part of because you're a listener. You're listening right now and enjoying the music with us right here at KPR. It's time to step forward and put some financial support behind your choice by calling 888-577-5268. KansasPublicRadio.org is actually an easier way for you to pledge. Give us a call and be a sustainer. Come online and put a ring on it. Make a commitment to Kansas Public Radio and show your support. We have Jason Sloat and Derek Kwan in this morning, too. Good morning, Derek.
You know, Cordelia, it really is a party. We are having a blast. An incredible time right now with the 70 top 70 countdown. And what I love is just the wonderfully curated music that that you are sprinkling in to the top 70. And, you know, if you are having fun at this classical music party like we are here at KPR, please do give us a ring. Toll free 888-577-5268 or visit us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
And one of the great things about membership to Kansas Public Radio is that it's not like paying a bill. It's not like for instance, I have some streaming services that I pay for every month, and it kind of adds up. You know, I might spend $15 a month on one of them, and I only get to watch a few things because I don't really like everything on it. You know, I might watch an hour of programming, you know, here and there throughout the week. And that $15, you know, doesn't go that far. But say you contribute $15 a month to Kansas Public Radio. You can listen to us 24/7. You listen in the car. You can listen at home. Lots of folks listen at work. You can listen to us on our smartphone app. You can listen to the stream. You can listen on your computer. We have KPR2, which is mostly news and talk with lots of BBC. There's so much on Kansas Public Radio. There's such a value. And, you know, you don't have to contribute $15 a month. You can do $5 a month if that's more affordable. We just ask that you consider what you're getting for whatever money you are able to contribute to Kansas Public Radio. There's so much here, especially classical music. We've been on the air for 70 years now, and it's because of folks just like you who not only listen, but see the value and the importance of supporting your public radio station, not just for you, but for the whole community of listeners who depend on us. So go to the website because it's a great way to do it. It's kansaspublicradio.org. Or you can pledge the old-fashioned way with the telephone, and that number is toll-free, 888-577-5268.
We would love to hear from you, especially if you begin your first new membership with KPR. Maybe you used to belong and maybe it's lapsed. Well, all's forgiven. Come to KansasPublicRadio.org and become a new member. Renew your membership. Become a sustainer. That's where you give a smaller monthly amount instead of a big yearly amount. And with sustainer, it's great. It's like a lifetime subscription to Kansas Public Radio. We continue to take the small monthly amount out of your credit card or your bank account until you tell us to stop. So it can all be done online at kansaspublicradio.org or give us a call at 888-577-5268.
So 70 years ago, when we first went on air, the first general manager named Ed Brown declared that, quote, good music will be the backbone of the non-commercial broadcast. And let me tell you, KPR has tons of good music in the form of 30,000 CDs and 5,000 LPs. And this is the incredible catalog that your amazing curators like Cordelia Brown are able to create this incredible party for you, this classical music party. And we're having a blast right now. We want you to join us in contributing and becoming a member of Kansas Public Radio by giving us a call at 888-577-5268 or visiting the website at kansaspublicradio.org.
So you know all the great things you hear on Kansas Public Radio. You listen to I mean, you wouldn't listen if it wasn't worth your time, certainly. But there's another great thing about pledging your support right now. That's because Douglas Bowen, who is a huge classical music fan who lives in Topeka, he will match your pledge dollar for dollar. So say, for instance, you can contribute, you know, $10 a month. Maybe that fits in your budget. I think, you know, going to get a cup of coffee at Starbucks probably costs, that's about half that right there, just once. So it can be affordable, I think, for you if you think of it in just a monthly amount. But Douglas Bowen will double that. So your contribution goes twice as far in support of classical music on Kansas Public Radio. Please go to the website, sign up for your membership to Kansas Public Radio at whatever level you can afford. It's kansaspublicradio.org. It's very easy to do. It won't take you but a couple moments. Or you can call us at 888-577-5268. That's 888-577-5268. But it is important that you do a little more than just listen. We do need your support. We're a community service, and we're here strictly for the programming, and we hope you'll join us now. Again, 888-577-5268.
It is very easy to do. When you call 888-577-5268, a friendly KPR staffer will answer the phone and ask you all the important questions. All you really need to know beforehand is how much a month do you want to give, and just that's only something you can decide. Think about how much money that won't hurt your budget every month that you can afford. $20 a month, $50 a month. That will go so far in Kansas Public Radio to support the classical music that we want to keep going each morning, each afternoon, each evening on KPR. It's so easy to do, probably easier online if you're comfortable with that. 888-577-5268 or kansaspublicradio.org. And you should be comfortable because it's a secure website and it's easy to do. You'll be done in just a few minutes and you'll feel better. Maybe you've been listening for a long time and you just never really made the switch to becoming a listener member. Well, now's the time. You'll feel so much better after you do. Please support classical music on the radio now at kansaspublicradio.org, or we'd be happy to talk to you at 888-577-5268. Here's Irving Berlin.
Thank you. My name is Yvonne Channel, and I live in Lawrence, Kansas. And I absolutely love everything about KPR. I especially like Trail Mix and all the news. Everything.
Thank you, Yvonne. And thank you so much for supporting Kansas Public Radio by going to kansaspublicradio.org. We're on KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute, and kansaspublicradio.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The stakes are high for Sudan and for fragile democracies across Africa. Two men leading rival factions in Sudan's armed forces are in a now six-day-old battle for power over Sudan's shrinking economic resources. So far, the violence has claimed more than 300 lives, injured thousands more people, and leaves open the likelihood the human toll will get much worse. NPR's Emmanuel Akinwotu reports multiple humanitarian ceasefires have failed to halt the conflict.
Battles between Sudan's army and the paramilitary rapid support forces continues, widening the destruction in Khartoum and other parts of the country. The humanitarian situation is quickly worsening, with millions struggling for access to food, water or electricity. The majority of hospitals in Khartoum are closed, and those open are overwhelmed and running out of supplies. UN and several aid facilities have been attacked and looted by armed men, with reports of staff being sexually abused. Yesterday, Egypt evacuated 177 of its soldiers and citizens from Khartoum, one remain at its embassy, as the conflict rages on. Emmanuel Akinwotu, NPR News, Lagos.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has released a lengthy document outlining his plans to raise the nation's borrowing limit, the debt ceiling. He wants spending cuts in exchange. In an interview with NPR, White House Chief of Staff Jeff Zients says the proposal is not acceptable to President Biden. Here's NPR's Asma Khalid.
The White House Chief of Staff reiterated to NPR that the president does not intend to negotiate over the debt ceiling. Zients pointed out that Republicans agreed to a debt ceiling increase three times under former President Trump without much fuss. So his message to the GOP is this.
Take default off the table. Stop playing games with the full faith and credit of the United States. That's unacceptable. That's not up for negotiation. And then we can have a separate conversation about the budget.
Zients also criticized the proposed GOP budget plans laid out by McCarthy for suggesting major cuts that he said could hurt Americans' access to health care and food assistance. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
Just when we thought the unmanned SpaceX rocket had successfully launched from Boca Chica, Texas this morning, minutes into the flight, the Starship rocket blew up. Brendan Byrne of member station WMFE in Orlando has more.
No one was on board, and there was actually no payload on board because this was a test flight. And SpaceX said this morning that if the rocket cleared the launch pad, it would be an important milestone in itself. And A, it did do just that. It successfully left the pad, but 3 minutes after launch, it began to tumble. And about 4 minutes into the mission, we saw it blew up. That was about 18 miles in altitude.
That's Brendan Byrne of WMFE reporting. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments' team of specialists offer guidance on investing, retirement income, and Social Security. FisherInvestments.com. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio. Here's the Lawrence Community Orchestra on KPR.
Thank you.
opening prelude from Carmen, the Suite, the music of Georges Bizet on Kansas Public Radio. That was the Lawrence Community Orchestra, directed by Matthew Smith. Rachel Dirks is also one of their directors. We're talking with Matthew Smith about the Celebrating Earth Day with the Lawrence Community Orchestra. It's a concert you're invited to this Saturday, 7:30 p.m., Matthew, thanks for coming to the station to tell us a little bit about this concert.
It's always a pleasure, Cordelia. Thank you.
And it'll be in downtown Lawrence, it looks like, at Plymouth Congregational Church.
Yes, that's kind of been our unofficial home as of late.
Yeah, pretty good acoustics in there.
Oh, beautiful for strings.
Good. Okay, now why is this Celebration of Earth Day?
Well, when we were planning the calendar, we just kind of saw that everything lined up, actually. So we said, let's use this as kind of the theme for the concert.
So I see you have music by Vivaldi. What will that be?
That will be Spring, the Spring Concerto from the Four Seasons, and that will feature our concert master, Kenya Pratzer.
Oh, that's nice. And what about the Beethoven piece?
The Beethoven is the last movement of the Pastoral Symphony, the Symphony Number 6. You know, the Sixth Symphony was known for being very programmatic in terms of describing and portraying these feelings of nature in music.
Yes, Beethoven loved to go out walking in the countryside, and it really sounds like an impression of just, you know, I love all his subtitles, like By the Brook, you know, The Storm. So which movement are you doing of the sixth?
This is the fifth movement. It has the Shepherd's Song.
Uh-huh. Nice. That is very pastoral. And what about, I see something by Stephen Sondheim on the program.
Right. So Rachel Dirks will be doing the first half of the program, and she included No One Is Alone from Into the Woods. And that'll feature just the strings, as well as the Vivaldi.
Okay.
Just
and
the strings.
What about the Sibelius piece?
The Sibelius First Symphony has been on my bucket list for a number of years, and it's a wonderful late romantic symphony, and I think it's just masterfully put together with its themes.
So the tickets are available at lawrenceorchestra.org.
Yep, and at the door.
Okay, good. So that'll be this Saturday at 7:30 p.m., April 22nd, at Plymouth Congregational Church, and it sounds like you and Rachel Dirks are splitting up the program. She's directing the things with the most strings in them.
Well, yeah, and basically the first half, and then I'll come in with the Sibelius in the second half.
Oh, okay. So this is the Lawrence Community Orchestra celebrating Earth Day. Well, thank you so much for telling us about it. It sounds like a great concert.
Thank you, Cordelia. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you.
the Lawrence Community Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio, another local group we're proud to support. And thank you for supporting Kansas Public Radio. It's easy to do at kansaspublicradio.org. Stay tuned to find out what is number 22 on our classical countdown here on KPR. We'll have that in just a moment. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from contributing listeners like you and from Theodore Lawrence, presenting Silent Sky, about trailblazing astronomer Henrietta Leavitt, and set in the 1900s when women in science were discouraged from making their own discoveries, running now through April 23rd. Tickets at theodorelawrence.com. And from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Tomorrow afternoon in the 2 o'clock hour, we reveal what got the most votes in our recent survey online a few weeks back. Remember, we were saying, go vote for your favorite classical pieces. Well, this week we're counting them down, and here's number 22, played by guitarist John Williams. It's by Isaac Albéniz, Asturias, on KPR. There's number 22 on our classical countdown. That's by Isaac Albéniz, Asturias. Asturias played by guitarist John Williams here on KPR. Celebrating 70 years on the air, we are Kansas Public Radio from KU, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan, and kansaspublicradio.org. This afternoon, the classical Top 70 continues. We'll have Vivaldi's Spring Concerto. Pavarotti sings Puccini and a few surprises of Americana during classical music from noon to three as classical music continues with Jeff Watson right here on KPR. And now here is number 21. This is one of the Beethoven symphonies, the Pastoral, about just spending an exciting day in the country, a relaxing yet exciting day. There's a thunderstorm in there. The music of Beethoven now. On Kansas Public Radio, the Symphony, number 6.
Thank you.
the merry gathering of country folk. Kind of ended on a question mark there, because in Beethoven's Sixth Symphony, which that is, the storm is about to hit. And you'll get the storm. You'll get a big thunderstorm orchestrally in just a moment, followed by the shepherd's song and cheerful and thankful feelings after the storm. We're listening to Beethoven's Sixth Symphony this morning on KPR The Pastoral. Beethoven was a real nature lover, and he loved nothing better than just going out for a day in the country and walking about and getting musical ideals. That was Mikhail Pletnev and the Russian National Orchestra. And that is number 21 on our countdown of classical music, which tomorrow afternoon during Jeff Watson's program, he'll count down the third and the second and the most popular in his noon and 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock hours. And by the way, Jason Sloat and Derek Kwan of the Lead Center, we won't be interrupting music this afternoon or evening on KPR to remind you to support us financially so we can keep doing this. So you only have the next half hour to make a pledge during classical music here on KPR.
Yes, yes, please, please do give us a ring or visit us online. And we have a dollar-for-dollar match from Douglas Bowen of Topeka. Thank you so much, Douglas. So know that any gift that you contribute right now will be matched dollar-for-dollar. Give us a call toll-free, 888-577-5268, or visit us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
So Kansas Public Radio is something that I listen to all the time, you know, whether it's in morning edition and when I get up in the morning making breakfast, or all things considered while I'm making dinner, and classical music all throughout the day. It's something that's really just an integrated part of my life. And sometimes I think about what it would be like if I didn't have Kansas Public Radio. What if it didn't exist? And, you know, that's sounds crazy. I know it sounds crazy. But it didn't always exist. It started 70 years ago, and it's something that's continued this far because, well, for a long time we had support from the federal government, and we had support from the state government and the University of Kansas, and that for a long time worked really well, a lot of state funding and support. But gradually over time, that money has gone away. And over the past few years, our budget is, I think we only have about 16% from any sort of sources outside of folks like you. 84% of our budget comes from listener support. That's a huge thing. That means that we are truly listener supported in the very real sense. So without your support, we can't continue. It's just that simple. I really hope you'll become a member of Kansas Public Radio. Step up from being a listener, someone who enjoys it, to someone who supports the service that they rely on, something that's part of our community. I know people in this area, this part of the country, really like to support things that they value, you know, whether they, you know, go to classical music concerts or they go to plays, and, you know, arts and culture are really important. And that requires support and attendance, but we require your support, and we're hoping that if you become a sustaining member of Kansas Public Radio, you contribute whatever you can afford every month. That'll keep us on the air for you and for your community. So go to the website, kansaspublicradio.org. You can pledge online there, or you can use your telephone, and you can call us at 888-577-5268. That's 888-577-5268. 5268. But it's really important to do a little more than listen. You should really support your public radio station, Kansas Public Radio.
Yes, be an active listener, not a passive listener. Show your stuff by calling 888-577-5268. A friendly staffer will ask all the questions. Just decide how much you want to give beforehand. How much can you afford? How much is it worth to have all this great classical music and weather coverage and news shows? What would a weekend be like without Trail Mix? What would a Monday night be like without David Bassey's Jazz Scene and Bob McWilliams' Jazz in the Night? All these local treasures that you've come to rely on. Or maybe you've just moved to town and you really like the offering here on public radio. Let us know. Support it financially by going to kansaspublicradio.org or give us a quick call at 888-577-5268. Even though we're about to hear the storm from Beethoven's Sixth Symphony, our storm was last night, wasn't it? Looks like today it looks a little cloudy and like it might rain in Lawrence, but according to the forecast, National Weather Service said today should be ultimately sunny with a high of 65, and there's no rain expected until Monday night when we have a 40% chance of showers. Until then, it's clear sailing with clear skies at night and sunshine during the day, and afternoon temperatures perfect for working outside, about mid-50s for this Saturday and Sunday. It's about 11:30. We're enjoying the classical music party as we're counting down. We're in the middle of number 21 right now, and we'll be counting down all the way up till the 2 o'clock classical hour of Jeff Watson, when we will hear the top three between noon and three tomorrow. But we're having fun in the meantime. Derek Kwan, thank you so much for coming in this afternoon.
Oh, I'm having a blast at this classical music party. And you know what? You know what would make us so happy right now? Is if someone gave Vicky from KPR a call at 888-577-5268. Let's make Vicky's day and give her a ring. You know, you mentioned the weather last night, Cordelia, and KPR does an incredible service to the community with its up to the date, up to minute, up to the second reporting on the weather. And a couple of interesting tidbits here is that the wind actually toppled the transmitter in August of 1960. A couple of vandals actually toppled the transmitter tower in 1950 and 1982. And then I must say that on behalf of the Lead Center, I apologize that we had to topple the transmitter in 1990 to accommodate the construction of the Lead Center. So thank you to KPR for your cooperation. Now, to remind everyone, there's a dollar-for-dollar match right now. Douglas Bowen from Topeka, so kind to do that. So know that every dollar that you contribute right now will be matched. So give us a call, toll-free, 888-577-5268, or visit us online right now at kansaspublicradio.org.
Derek, as the executive director of the Lead Center and with the KANU, the KPR tower, out there, I mean, is it common knowledge? I've been in radio for so long. I mean, do most people know that that's our tower? Do people ever say, whose tower is that?
When people ask, we're very happy to let them know that it is KPR's tower.
It's absolutely one of the first things you see as you're driving towards Lawrence and coming through the hills. You can see our tower there. And it takes a lot of money to run these things. We do not do this for free. It takes a lot of money to run KPR and keep all this great classical music on the radio. And we're asking you to come forward and become a new member and support it. 84% comes from you, the listener. Give us a call now at 888-577-5268 or use kansaspublicradio.org.
Thank you.
We've been listening to the Symphony No. 6, the Pastoral Symphony, by Ludwig van Beethoven. He loved nature, and Beethoven would go for long walks in the nature. It was very restorative for him, and we just heard, after the storm, peaceful and grateful feelings after the storm. Performing the Russian National Orchestra, Mikhail Pletnev, for what came in as number 21 on our countdown to the most popular classical piece voted on by our listeners. Number 21, Beethoven 6, the Pastoral Symphony, here on KPR. Thank you so much for supporting Kansas Public Radio. And I know there are pieces you're probably thinking of since we had our deadline for voting on our contest. And you're always welcome to make a request. You can send it directly to me. I'm Cordelia Brown, and my KU email address is cbbrown@ku.edu, or just give us a call here at KU and we can get your request on the air. Thanks so much for supporting us at kansaspublicradio.org, and we're always available at 888-577-5268.
Oh, yeah.
That was John Rutter's setting of a Gaelic blessing with his group, the Cambridge Singers. With the coronation coming up and that wonderful music concert the next day, in just a couple of weeks, I guess, in England, I wrote John Rutter an email, and I said, what's all this Andrew Lloyd Webber writing music for the coronation, a choral piece? Are you writing anything? And to my surprise, the next day, John Rutter wrote me back. And he said, well, thank you for asking. I appreciate that, but I have written so much music already for the royal family and for other events. I'm glad to let some other people do it. It's an important classical music date, May 6th for the coronation, and May 7th, especially the next day, for the special coronation concert. And you hear lots of music on KPR during classical. Jeff and Destiny and I, we regularly play the coronation marches from the 1937 and 1950s coronation. So I'm very much looking forward to, as you are too, to see what comes out. A lot of new classical commissions coming because of that English coronation. We don't quite have the same thing here in America, but a lot of good band pieces, a lot of good marches written for the presidents and all that. And we play those as well here on KPR. Thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting Kansas Public Radio. Whether you prefer piano music, choral, organ, or anything that's classical. Some people have written in and said, I cannot live without classical music. If you agree with that, you should be a listener member. Give us a call now at 888-577-5268 or come online to kansaspublicradio.org. I'm here with Jason Sloat, our studio manager and recording engineer, and also with Derek Kwan. He's the executive director of the Lead Center. Welcome, Derek.
Thank you so much, Cordelia, and it's been such a blast pitching with you today. And just a quick reminder that we have a dollar-for-dollar match from Douglas Bowen in Topeka, and we're almost there in terms of leveraging that entire match. And I want to give a huge shout-out to a very generous donor family that has taken that to heart and made a very generous gift to this campaign. Bill and Marlene Penny, thank you so much for your pledge. If y'all don't know Bill and Marlene, they're pillars of this community, do so much kindness for our community. So let's follow their lead and join us in really supporting this drive. 70th anniversary of KPR, 70 years. Give us a call. 888-577-5268 or visit us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
So just so you're aware of this Douglas Bowen challenge, he's from Topeka and he's a big fan of classical music, and he put up $1,800 in matching funds to try to encourage other folks like him to contribute to Kansas Public Radio in support of classical music. This is your last opportunity to show your support for classical music with your pledge today, because at noon we're going to just go back to regular uninterrupted programming for the rest of the day. So this is your opportunity. This is your chance to vote for classical music. Well, we've chipped away a bit at that challenge. We have about $500 left on that challenge to get that extra $1,800 from Douglas Bowen. And we'd love to hear from you right now. So if you can contribute perhaps, I don't know, $10 a month, that's a Director's Club level pledge, your contribution will be doubled by Douglas Bowen. In addition, you'll get a 70th anniversary commemorative enamel pin, which is a beautiful thing. In fact, if you contribute $70, you get a pin, and we'll send that to you. It's a beautiful thing. And you'll help us stay on track to stay on the air. It's really that simple. The money you contribute to Kansas Public Radio goes to the programming that you hear every day. So please, go to the website, kansaspublicradio.org. You can pledge online there, or you can call us at 888-577-5268.
Thank you so much to Bill and Marlene Penny for supporting the classical music. They say they like the explanations on history. Thank you also to Cecilia May, a Lawrence, Kansas listener. Cecilia says, keep up the good work. Fantastic memories from the past. And thank you for making the switch from just being a listener to being a listener member by becoming a new member here at KPR. You can give us a quick call at 888-577-5268 or use kansaspublicradio.org.
You know, something that really is special about Kansas Public Radio is the fact that they support so many other organizations in our community, so many cultural organizations, and KPR is really at the center of the fabric of our community. And something really cool that KPR does is they'll go out and record concerts in the community. And thank you to KPR for recording a concert this coming Sunday at the Lead Center. It's a four hands, one piano group called Zofo. And if you support that kind of engagement in the community, please, please support Kansas Public Radio right now by visiting the website at kansaspublicradio.org or calling toll free at 888-577-5268.
I mean, if you didn't support Kansas Public Radio, if you didn't like Kansas Public Radio, there are so many other things you can do. You wouldn't be listening right now. It's just that simple. Clearly, you're a classical music fan. Clearly, you like Kansas Public Radio. It's worth your time spent listening. Well, that's probably worth supporting, I think, because we just couldn't be here without your support. 84% of our support comes from folks just like you. So when you go to kansaspublicradio.org and pledge, or when you call 888-577-5268 and you give your pledge to one of our folks on the phone, you're supporting a service you're already using. Maybe you've been listening for years. You know, there's I've heard this story. There was a man who called years ago during a pledge drive who said, "You know, I feel terrible. I've been listening for 30 years and I just never have contributed to Kansas Public Radio." And he felt terrible. But he contributed what he could afford. You know, it wasn't a huge amount, but it was, you know, any amount is perfectly acceptable. And he felt so much better and he became a regular contributor. And that's what we're hoping from you as well. Become a member, not just a listener. Become a supporter of Kansas Public Radio. Go to the website, kansaspublicradio.org, or call us right now at 888-577-5268.
Derek Kwan, Executive Director of the Lead Center, thank you so much for dedicating your morning to help people see the light. Thank you for coming in.
It's absolutely my pleasure. I look forward to this every year.
Oh, thank you, Derek. And Jason Sloat, thank you, too, for, you know, the importance of classical music, and you help bring so many of these live recordings to the airwaves so we can share the music that these people, you know, so often, Jason, they come in to promote a concert, and a lot of people find out about the concert that way. So I know you appreciate the worth of the music.
Absolutely. I'm really glad to be here.
888-577-5268 or kansaspublicradio.org.
Jackie Bogner.
I love KPR for all of the classical music, all of the opera, all of the KU School of Music performances that are taped and performed and re-learned and heard on the radio. It's a soothing, soothing, soothing morning, afternoon, and evening for me when that classical music comes on. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Jackie, so much. And thank you for supporting Kansas Public Radio, for supporting the classical music we have on the radio today and always. You can always count on it from 9 to 3 each weekday and from 7 to 9 each night. We have KANU and KANU HD1 serving Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 for Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City, Abilene, and KANQ Chanute. Listen online. You can give online, too. We need it at kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you.